golden light flares and settles into a black background. Stars, the following is rated R. Sunlight crests the Earth's surface. As rays of light shoot up from the continents, the planet spins into view, with a word across it, Universal. A web address appears, www.universalstudios.com. Purple-tinged smoke swirls. Universal Pictures presents, A Jersey Films, Native Pictures Production. Method Man. Redman. A title appears, How High? It blows away into the smoky haze. Abba Babatunde, Micah Epps, Fred Willard, Anna Maria Horsford, Spalding Gray, Jeffrey Jones, and Hector Elizondo. In an apartment, a man slides open a peep slot.
What the fuck is your problem?
No disrespect, my bumble Clyde Johnson no working, see?
What?
My Ross Clyde, true gosh, man, and my dick won't stay tick, see?
I think I got some.
A topless woman lies on a bed.
Girl, wake your ass up.
He peruses a row of film canisters.
Grab some bad breath. Let's get high.
Got that dope?
Mm-hmm. Will this make my drill sergeant stand at attention?
No, but it'll make you forget your drill sergeant don't stand at attention. Blaze 2, get at me in the morning.
Peace.
Yo, Silas, my brother!
Oh, shit, Mikey, hell no.
Hey, come on, Silas. I need something to help me out.
Yeah, rehab, mouthwash, and a job application. Jeez.
I'm starting to recognize things.
That's cause you coming down off a 3-month crack binge. It's called reality, son.
Later, man.
Hey, wait, Silas. You got anything for a head wound?
Man, ain't nothing wrong with your head.
Blood trickles down his forehead.
There is now.
Fucking crackhead.
Now what?
Oh, shit, I.
What's up, dog?
What's cracking?
Oh, shit, you know. Ah. Hey, yo, you get my message about going to the Jets game?
Yo, I wish I could, dog. But I got this little shorty coming through tonight. We met her on the internet, chickenheads.com. This girl is banging. Yo, we even exchanged pictures and everything.
Damn, this a
booty.
Last girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And did your picture have that nasty albicore pubic patch in it?
Yo, this just sprang up. You know what I think it is? It's the mark of Buddha.
And your haircut game is fucked up. Girlfriend see that, she gonna shit on you.
This girl is different. All she cares about is Kevin Costner movies. I'm gonna let Cam do the foreplay,
mm-hmm.
right? And if I can get some from the Garden of Whedon to make it interesting.
Costner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dances with Wolves.
Field of Dreams.
That's a corny motherfucker. You gonna need some strong shit just to stay awake.
Come on. You feeling me?
That's a 4-hour movie making motherfucker.
Ooh, what is this? Ooh, wee! Dog, you shouldn't have.
Man, I didn't. Out of here with that shit, man.
Come on, man, let me just grab a titty.
Hell no.
She wouldn't even know it was me.
To hell with that.
Yeah, what you got for me?
Here you go, right here, the bomb.
Steam hisses out of a bomb contraption.
Oh! Stop touching stuff!
When you gonna get some funds for this shit?
Look right there, see that right there? That's a natural aphrodisiac right there.
Man,
come here, let me show you some more shit. Look right there, see that right there? That's a painkiller. Look up under there, bro. You see that? Cure for blue balls. This ain't shit, all right? Watch yourself.
Yeah, well, your shit is raggedy than a motherfucker, okay? You know, if you took your head out these holes and put them in some books, you'd have that lab you always talked about.
Half those books is filled with bullshit. The other half, lies. All right? See what I'm saying? I gotta give Pops this medicine, man.
I'm hungrier than...
A TV plays.
Hey, I'm hungrier than five.
Well, who are you and what you doing in my house, Jack?
I wait for pork chops or chunky.
Whether you're black or a hunky or in between, you love pork chops or chunky.
Man, that's me. So what's in this stuff?
Hey,
Silas's dad lounges before the TV.
Yo, you scared to answer your call?
Man, what call?
Daytime, on a city sidewalk, Silas and Ivory stroll.
You got an opportunity to do something here that the drug companies would never do. Let's put the power of the healing back into the hands of the common man.
Hey, whatever, man. What you need to do is concentrate on getting the power of booty into the hands of your common ass. That's what the hell you need
okay,
to do.
Don't worry about the Ivory. I got mine coming tonight. Damn, you see the ass on the red one? Yo, you just remember to take them THCs. Mm-hmm. At least try to get into college. Working in a real lab, making some real money.
Okay, whatever, man. You say so, bro.
The world is bigger than Staten Island, dog.
They execute an elaborate handshake.
Holler at me.
I'll try to.
So, ladies.
Yo, Si. If I got hit by a bus tomorrow, I got your back, dog. Mm-hmm. If anything happened to me where I jumped out of a window and my head caught on fire, I got your back, dog. If my ex came at me with a knife and stabbed me, I got your back.
Man, you talk too fucking much. I'll pay.
Yo, Silas.
In a red brick apartment.
Look at your ball. He's a good boy, huh? Mm-hmm. Good boy, my ass. Ask him why I had to cancel my nail appointment and go and pick him up in the precinct last week.
Mama, they lying.
They lying? They found the weed on you, didn't they?
It wasn't mine.
Then what is this that I found in your bedroom?
Hello. Mine, it is a lamp, and this is where you turn it on at. Excuse me.
Here.
She beats Jamal over the head with a roll of paper.
Now, where did I go wrong with your ass? You gonna have to take that THC test and get into a 4-year college, or I'ma just cut you off from this family. Baby, you are the first member of this family to go to college. But 6 years at a 2-year community college is not what I had in mind.
Tell the truth.
Baby, I got a dream that one day I could put your college diploma here under my Jesus, who's master of this house, next to your brother, prison-issue barber certificate, and your sister's weed master degree.
Now, don't disappoint me. Well, you your weed-smoking, 3-day-wear nasty ass, just like your father.
Ma, why you always gotta be talking to me like that in front of company?
These bitches ain't nobody. Go warm me up some pork chop or chunk.
Is that all, Mama?
Wash your nasty ass.
Is that all?
Nighttime at Ivory's apartment, he primps in the mirror.
You mean? What's up, baby?
Oh. Hell no! I didn't know you had dreads. And what is that?
Brother just got extensions put in today. They tight, huh?
Where? Between your eyes? What the hell is that?
It's the mark of Buddha.
It's the skin mark of Buddha? Looks like he took a dump in the middle of your face. I don't think this gonna work out.
Hold on now. Why are you doing this? I ran a field of dreams and dances with wolves.
Nicole, you are a wolf.
Chocolate diva. Nubian goddess. I'll take you off my body list, bitch. I hope you get a virus.
Smoking on the couch. Ivory hallucinates Tracy Morgan in Field of Dreams.
What you mean if you build it, they gonna come? Who are these people that are gonna come to a fucking cornfield? You know? Who gonna cut the grass? I know you don't expect me to sell no peanuts out this, bitch. Shit remind me of slavery day, roots and shit, man. I don't play this, man.
Hey, what was that?
Annie! Crazy hoe! You know what I'm saying? Only way I'm coming is if you got some females and some chronic, and then we all gonna be coming.
That voice just now, what was it?
You got some nice titties, dog. Word.
What? Ivory goes limp, his eyes close. The joint falls from his mouth and settles in his dreadlocks. The hair smokes, then catches fire. Flames lick his face, his eyes pop open. He runs for the window. Body ablaze, falling multiple stories, he slams onto the sidewalk. Daytime in an apartment, Silas sits with a cigar box.
Mark a Buddha, my ass. Look at you now. Dead. Ashes.
Damn, Ivory. After all these years of blazing, who would have thought the last thing to wind up smoking would be your ass? I'm gonna miss you, dog.
and I'm gonna be thinking about you while I'm taking them THCs. And if you really my boy, you'll make sure I pass that motherfucker, you heard? Thanks, Pops. Matter of fact, what's up with that little joint? Just go get a look. Never mind. Forget it.
He pours Ivory's ashes into a coffee can and tamps it down.
Bastard.
Words appear, 2 months later. Silas inspects sweet plants. One is called Ivory.
Ooh, Ivory, my Ivory.
He flops down on a bed, Ivory weed in hand.
Damn, Ivory! I had no idea you could stink so good, nigga!
At the Testing for Higher Credentials Examination Center, a smoking car limps into the lot.
Oh, hey man, get that car fixed, yo!
Bumper clot! Boy!
Another car parks next to Silas. In the front seat, Jamal searches the floorboards.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Look at this little ass bag of fucking weed.
Yes, Lord.
In Silas's car, he smells a bag of Ivory weed. Jamal rolls a joint on the dashboard and farts. Ooh. He wrinkles his nose and turns on the air. His joint scatters.
Oh, shit! A weed!
No cigar?
No!
Silas glances over at Jamal, who beats the inside of his car. Silas rolls his window down.
Got blunt? Got weed? Man, that shit smell good as hell, dog. I'm Jamal.
Peace, Silas. So you trying to get something to bring them nerves down too, huh, bro?
Yeah, I figured if I study, huh? Take the test, huh? Get high scores. Right?
Right.
Right.
Smoke billows from inside Silas's car.
Look at that car.
It's on fire?
Hit that, son.
Oh! Yo! This is the shit!
That shit is called the Ivory's.
It's the shit, bro.
That's the Ivory right here, bud.
Ivory's ghost appears in the backseat. Jamal passes the joint to it.
That kid. I just gave it to the guy in the back, man.
Guy in the back.
What's up, dog?
That's Ivory.
Nah, that's the Ivory, bro. Damn.
Silas scrambles out of his car and into Jamal's.
Silas! Word! What the fuck is going on? Ain't you supposed to be dead?
I am dead, but this is what happens when you smoke your boy.
Holy shit. Man, let me try that.
Silas, relax. Now, can we talk about this back in your car? Look, I know...
Between the cars, Ivory's ghost materializes back into Silas's car. Silas slides back into his own car.
Don't touch me.
It's me, dog.
What are you doing, Ivory? You just running the streets, fucking with the living?
No, bruh. I'm just here for you. But you gotta understand that people can only see me when they smoke me. I got all the answers. I can consult with them. Socrates, Nietzsche, even the old dude who made up this test.
That's bullshit.
I bullshit you not. Remember, I told you I'll have your back even if I got hit by a bus.
Man, matter of fact, yo...
Flashback, Ivory falls from the window. Covered in third-degree burns, he sits up.
I made it! I can't feel my legs, but I'm alive!
A bus bears down on him.
And you predicted that shit?
Yeah.
So what are you doing here, man? What, are you gonna hook me up with a chick with a no-gag reflex or some shit like that?
Even better. I'm gonna be in there with you. By the time I'm done with you, every college in the country...
Outside, Jamal runs into the car hood.
Ow, shit! Man, I must not be high enough, nigga.
You're a ghost, man.
Cool, that explains everything. I'm up here trying to put my...
In the building.
We've never had anybody, let alone two people, get a perfect score. We either have a 1 in 6 billion phenomenon or a cheat.
Damn.
It would have been impossible for either of you to cheat. You had two totally different versions of the test. Congratulations, these scores are going to get you into any college in the country.
Yo, we still high on that ivory?
An elf hops from behind a cabinet and tiptoes out of the room. Words appear, Harvard University.
Kane, it's as simple as this. The trustees of the university are riding my ass about getting some color up at Harvard.
Excuse me?
Ethnic diversity. The trustees seem to think we need it. How come we don't have more minorities?
How should I know?
If we don't do something soon, I might get fired.
What about Upchuck Kamaloo? He's Eskimo. Why isn't he considered as a minority? And I brought him in.
Yes, but it's breaking the bank, keeping his igloo frozen. Dean, what about those two guys I read about from the tri-states? They made perfect scores on their THCs.
I saw those guys' pictures.
They... Candidates of Jamal and Silas.
I don't...
At Silas's.
At Reparations Technical Institute, we offer a cornucopia of educational and business opportunities for brothers and sisters to pursue higher learning. Read from the brochure, brother.
Brothers, join us at Reparations Technical Institute and learn hatred for the white devil in a relaxed campus atmosphere where classes range
from
hatred for the white devil
to
advanced hatred for the white devil
and
volleyball.
Next.
So you think you're all hot tamales right now, I'll tell you. Why don't you come down to the base and understand what it's really like to be somebody special. You work hard, you learn, and then you can build refrigerators and such.
Next.
Taking a vow of celibacy.
Next.
Freeze your mind.
Next.
And your body.
Next!
Harvard? Man, ain't it a lot of richy people up there? Shit, I gotta roll up that joint, dog.
Well, with test scores like these, you can roll up any joint you want. But Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint. It's an institution.
Well, all I want to do is develop my herbal in a real lab and get some head while I'm doing it.
Well, we have the finest botany department in the world and a quality of life like no other. Music, artists, and the women. So, does it sound tempting? Ivy League atmosphere? A place where you can really grow academically?
So I fucks with you.
Shit, I fucks with you too.
Is that good?
Yes, that's a yes.
Daytime on the Harvard campus. Students migrate across the grass and cobblestone paths. A sign reads, freshmen, welcome to Harvard, Jamal and Silas roll up.
Like they still in high school, yo.
And if it's grass on the infield, play ball. The fuck is orientation at?
Yeah. Distracted by a woman's butt, they crash into a Harvard University monument.
Yo, if I could pull off 6 years out of community college, I know I could get at least 12 years up in this mug. Yo, how much of that Ivy shit we got anyway?
Hey, we limited, all right? So we got to split this shit up, you know what I'm saying? We only blaze at test times.
What, no wake and bake?
I got other stuff for that.
A woman runs toward a rowing crew.
Bart, remember those artifacts that I found this summer? Well, I was right. They are Ben Franklin's.
Great. Did you figure out where you want to eat dinner tonight?
Dinner? Bart, you know, some of these things are, they look like earlier inventions. And if I can discover what these are, it could be the greatest find in the history of anyone attending Harvard.
I love Ben Franklin, girl, and I can listen to you talk about his stinking ass all day long.
Excuse me?
Oh, do anybody know where the financial aid office is?
Well, my man, let me think. See that statue right there? It's beautiful, isn't it? That statue is in the likeness of my great-granddaddy Dooster, so I'm guessing that would be the Dooster House. The financial aid office? Gee. I don't think I've ever met anyone who actually needed to go there.
All we did was come over here and ask for directions. If we came over here and asked if anybody needed their ass kicked, you wouldn't sound so fucking smug now, would you?
My bad, bro. We got off on the wrong foot. Let's start over. I'm Bart.
Yeah, I'm Jamal.
Well, my friend, this is Crew. But don't even think about it. You don't look like you could hang Jermaine.
The name's Jamal, and I'll fuck your crew up. Who are they? Who are they, goddamn?
It's rowing, Jimmy Jam.
Well, Bart Fart, you got skills in it?
Yeah, I'm captain of the team.
Well, if you can do it, I can do it, sucker.
Right.
God damn it.
This isn't basketball, J-Rock. I train all year round for 3 seasons to make number one in single sculls.
Well, you're about to be number two, because I'm signing up, buddy.
Well, practice starts tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Fine. I don't mind cutting my evening.
In a class.
Be there.
As dean of freshmen, I have welcomed students from all over the world.
From Korea, from Rome, Istanbul.
Students enter Harvard with a variety of goals.
Excuse me. Are we in the right place? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
You?
Anyone?
You?
As I was saying, Harvard isn't for everyone.
Oh, shit. We got a black man for a teacher. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, what's straight up, bro?
We straight.
Holla.
We straight. Weird. As I was saying.
So, he probably been locked up more times than me and your ass put together.
Get him.
Oh, green Jimmy the Cricket suit wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Oh, short Colin Powell haircut having ass motherfucker.
Son, get him.
Little Angela Davis mustache wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Little Richard Pryor shortcut fade having around the side wearing motherfucker. You little Sammy Davis Award Jr. Afro haircut having ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Dynamite Disco Danny Devastating.
Get him.
Little Don Cornelius with a haircut.
Gentlemen. If you don't mind, I'd like you to sit down. I would like to continue.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Watch your toes. Watch the corn. Excuse me.
Thank you for your entertaining anecdotes. We here at Harvard are rooted in tradition.
The fuck is this?
Dedicated.
That's toilet water. It's a part of my pledge. Do you guys mind?
No. But do you mind talking that way? Because your breath smell like straight ass crack, bro.
Isn't there like a hip-hop convention that you two should be at or something?
Shark ass fangs.
Word. Hey, go easy on him. We probably the only blackheads he's seen since he looked in the mirror. God, can you guys just show a little respect? Jeez.
This class is fucking boring. I'm out of here.
Excuse me. Did I hear you say something?
With all due respect, sir, suck.
Silas throws his voice.
No, sir. I'm not saying anything. It's these guys.
You're an asshole. Did you just call me an asshole?
No, I said idiot.
An idiot?
No, sir. No, sir.
What did you say?
I said that this school has nice halls.
This is not funny.
You couldn't teach your way out of kindergarten class, Dean.
I think we've had enough interruptions for today. I think you should leave.
Sir. This would have never have happened if I...
Outside, a student races a bike across campus.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Better pull back on those pedals, boy.
Why?
Maximum speed on campus is 15 mphs.
Mphs? Oh, 50 bucks? Oh, man, I can't pay this.
Wow.
But this isn't even a real ticket.
It's a student citation. See, I'm a volunteer.
You need to pay that by Friday at 5.
That was uncalled for.
Eat me.
You just earned yourself another citation?
Security guard Gerald pulls up to Silas and Jamal.
Now you would.
Well, 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 look who we have here.
Damn, this bike fat as hell.
Whoa, 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 hey, hey, don't touch. Okay, okay, all right, leave the bike alone. Did you just call me fat? And what is that stench?
Oh, that's my cologne. Can't buy for men.
I don't know what that is. Forewarning, gentlemen, you better watch your mouths and your behinds. See, I'm looking for the ecstasy. I'm looking for the pot. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for those shrooms.
Yeah, we looking for that shit, too.
What are you talking about?
Same thing you talking about.
What are we talking about?
Look, Gerald, either you're holding or you can get on your little roaster and move the fuck on, okay?
It's volunteer officer Picklestein, and I am watching you. Oh, I'm watching you. Like a hawk. Like a hawk!
In Lovell House, Silas and Jamal wander the halls. Students mingle.
Don't worry, baby. You can suck my dick after class.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she wants me.
Welcome to Lovell House.
You look funky fresh. And funky fresh always like...
He passes a card.
Amir, professional student, resident advisor to you.
And professional player.
So what's mine is yours, and what's yours I've probably already had. You and me, we're the same Africa tan. The original man was like us, man.
Whatever, nigga.
I believe in the Fly Club, its traditions and its ideals. I believe in my... But, excuse me. You have to play that so loud? I'm trying to study my pledge book.
This nigga's with attitude. If you're Samaj, you tell people you love NWA.
In a dorm room, the frat pledge and a student said...
Why you wear smelly eggs?
These eggs are a part of my pledging. I am getting thousands of lifetime connections here. All right, I'm gonna be a part of a fraternity.
Hey, hey, hey! What's up, what's up, what's up, girl?
What glove, my brothers? I am Twan, child prodigy.
Well, I'm Jamal, a pothead.
Silas, entrepot negro.
Jamal! Oh! Fresh gear, man!
You like?
Yeah!
I designed it myself. I call it Boofu.
Boofu? Oh, no, not you too.
Fake-ass Paul Bunyan-plaid pussy shirt wing, and I'll fuck your ass up.
Shut up.
Okay, but if you two are our roommates, who's that?
That's I Need Money.
Silas dabs a handshake with I Need Money.
But, okay, but what's his name?
I Need...
His grill reads I Need Money.
Doesn't talk, how come he?
I Need Money, he's a mute. When we first hooked up, he wrote on a slip of paper, I Need Money. I said, shit, me too. And we started making it together after that.
Where he staying?
Harvard, Lovell House, second floor, right on the couch.
But he's smoking in our room.
It's not legal.
Just be cool, and you might have some fun this semester.
N.W.A. Kid, what do you know about that?
Well, yeah, yeah, I love niggas with attitude.
Nobody, I repeat, nobody drops the N-bomb up in here.
Nobody.
That go for you, too.
Hey, I am down with you, man. You East Coast? I far East Coast.
I'm from Wisconsin. Yo, fresh and funky. Dean Cain wants to see you in his office.
In Dean Cain's office.
Gentlemen, this institution has graduated countless Fortune 500 CEOs, 41 Nobel laureates, and 6 presidents.
Again, where's all them fly-ass women the chancellor was talking about? I mean, so far, I only seen some stuck-up, nerdy-ass...
Jamal shovels Cheetos in his mouth. They fall on an ornate rug. Cain squints. Jamal crushes one.
You were dropping Cheetos on an original 18th century hand-woven tapestry.
You mean it's carpet?
This is out of my personal collection. I got this in my travels to Nepal.
Man, I know the bitch that make these rugs. You know why I mean in them.
I remember that.
It means the world to me. Now, as I was saying, here at Harvard, we have very high standards. Any student on a scholarship must maintain at least a 2.0 average, or you will be expelled.
It's good to know we have the support of the faculty, Dean. And don't you worry, me and Jamal here, we're all about good grades.
Is that right, Mr. King?
Hell, motherfucker. Yes, sir.
In time lapse, Silas places weed plants in the closet. Jamal hangs an array of ball caps on wall hooks. I Need Money unpacks a lava lamp. Jamal hangs a painting. Silas wheels in a TV. In the smoke-filled room, only the flames from bongs are visible. Jeffrey wears a gas mask.
Now, how has carbon dioxide changed into oxygen?
Plants, dang.
In Jamal's room.
Jamal. Sleepyhead.
Silas holds the alarm next to Jamal's ear. He remains still. Silas leans a 4-foot speaker next to Jamal's head. The bass cone vibrates inches from his ears. Still no response. Silas pulls a joint from his pocket. He lights it, inhales deeply, and blows a cloud of smoke in Jamal's face. Jamal's eyes spring open. Silas grooves to the beat. He waves the joint in front of Jamal, then pulls it away, multiple times before he gives it to him. Daytime, outside, the crew team does push-ups. A coach pushes on Bart's back as he tries to rise. Jamal collapses mid-push-up. On campus, they run with oars.
Come on, gentlemen! Pick it up if you want to be part of this squad!
Jamal changes direction. He reaches the coach first.
Woo! What took y'all guys so long?
Coach,
I have not lost an Orwin in 3 years. I'm wondering if this guy cheated.
Cheated? Man, fuck you. Why is fucking Dick Buckus over here always riding me?
Dick Buckus? Did you hear that, Coach? He's cursing.
Bart, I think you better go open up the boathouse.
But, Coach...
Bart, I don't think you want to see this. You, here. Come here. Come here.
Nice comeback on the Dick Buckus. I wish I could have said that. His parents have been driving me crazy, making my life a misery for years, but they give lots of money to the university. I have to go to those lousy cocktail parties. She has lousy perfume, and he has a lousy toupee. Anyway, you keep throwing zingers to this jerk-off, and you're going to make the team, son.
And let that be a lesson to you. This is the last time.
All right, rookies, push-ups!
In Black History class.
Yo, what's up with the fast stroke?
Can I holler?
Hi.
The role played by the African Americans in the history of this country has been largely unnoticed. Of course, history is the record of an account of the past. But the issue here is, who is recording the account? If it's Snowflake, Whitey, Paleface, Peckerwoods, Cracker? Well, we got Cleopatra looking like Elizabeth Taylor. Jesus looks like a hippie in a dashiki. But if it's one of my proud black people that's doing the recording of the account...
Yo, Silas!
Well, we might have Moses looking like this fine black man right here.
But black people don't get any credit.
I'm sore as a motherfucker, man.
Tell me,
who invented the air conditioner? A black man.
What's up, dogs? Yo, son, I'm sore as a bitch in here, man. And you know what else? I'm gonna have to knock that Bart character the fuck out.
Once again, a black man.
Can't just wait till after class. You're supposed to be in here anyway. This is Black History. Black History? And it looked like all the black students that was in here are history, nigga. Shh. You telling me to shh? See what I mean? Fuck history.
Oh, that's right. Fuck history.
Yeah, fuck history.
Mr. Moses, I expect you'll be ready for your quiz tomorrow.
Quiz my ass. The white man teaching black history anyway. That's some bullshit. I'm going to lunch. Take a nice long shit.
Oh, that's the kind of attitude I like to hear. And where are you going?
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Ooh, all right. Malcolm X. Well, I'm glad someone's appreciating the knowledge I'm trying to drop on you today.
Yo,
what about you two? Why didn't you walk out and protest with your brothers? Walk out on me. What are you doing sitting there? You look like Whitey. You look like a couple of goddamn Uncle Toms. Walk on out. That's right. Get up and move. You should lynch me. Lynch me. Lynch me for what my people have done to your people. Stand up for your rights. Move on out. Move on out.
Outside, Gerald locks his bike chain to the rack. He checks his watch and walks off. In ski masks, Jamal and Silas emerge from behind the bushes with a pair of bolt cutters.
Hey, what's up?
Jamal races the bike across campus. Gerald screams in pursuit.
Hey, what's going on here?
It's all my baby! Stop! Bring my baby!
Cresting a hill, Jamal jumps off. The bike rolls riderless down the grass. Gerald races behind. It rolls into the street in front of a semi. Bike parts scatter across the street. The semi backs over them. The semi pulls forward over the bike parts again. A red Trans Am skids to a stop. Three men scramble out and throw the bike parts in the trunk.
That's not yours! No, don't put it in the trunk! Oh, my baby!
In the sciences building.
Can anyone tell me the name of this plant? Bart?
Oh, yeah, it's a hanging rubber plant. It's indigenous to the wet, dry lands of the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, right, Bart. Would you bet money on that? Or is that, like, below the Dooster principle?
Yeah, I'll bet on it. How about an SUV? I got three of them.
And the survey says, and you lose. It's a neem plant, Professor.
Oui. Yes. But how did you know that, Silas?
I had this nasty-ass rash once. You know, I put a little bit of that neem plant on it, cleared it up in an hour. I haven't smoked it before.
Well, that figures.
One thing it doesn't cure, though, being a spoiled little bitch.
I'd like you all to do an experiment on a plant, something that may benefit mankind. And if you devise something that groundbreaking, I guarantee you an A in this course. Class dismissed. Good work, everyone.
Thank you.
Nice. Well, keep up the good work.
So, he likes plants, does he? I see Stillwater's run deep.
Please believe. But wait till you see my presentation. You're gonna love me after that. So, Lauren, you might as well tell him now and get it over with.
What?
You know, how you said you're starting to see Bart for the shallow bastard that he is. And eventually you're gonna leave his ass for me.
Jamal struts by Bart and smirks. Bart's eyes bulge. In a women's studies class.
This semester in women's studies, we will discuss how women are objectified in popular culture. While the masculine bastards exploit women's ideas for great profit, then take all the credit. Jamal, you have the most amazing penis.
Jamal daydreams. The teacher rides on him as he lies on her desk. She kisses his face and works her way down his body. Above him, she squeezes her large breasts together.
Hell yeah.
So you're playing grabby ass again, huh?
Mom, did you wash your ass today?
Damn, stop.
Jamal lies on the desk alone. The entire class watches, mouths agape.
You high yet?
I don't know, man. Maybe not high enough.
Where the hell is he? Maybe I ain't hit it hard enough.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Dropping your kids off at the pool?
Ivory appears.
Hey, what's up, Jake? Give me a pal.
Yo, I hate it when you do that, yo.
I love doing that, Jake. That's just funny.
Man, what took you so long, man?
Biggie and Pac, man, they throwing a party, man. Open bar all night, man.
Yo, everything was cool, man, till Marvin Gaye came in there tripping.
Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Listen, man, we got a test in about 5 minutes.
Word. Yo, what that got to do with me, baby? I know you ready. I know you studied for it.
Ready, man? We ain't studied a death card, son.
Man, you got a golden opportunity here to make some of yourself, man, and you just throwing it away? It's time for you to learn a lesson, dog.
Come on, Oz.
I'm out, man.
Oz.
Don't play.
Yo, talk to your boy, man.
Why you gonna tell him we ain't study for the test, son?
Damn all that. You should have thought about all that before you got
to
see
me. I'm just fucking with you, man.
Come on, son.
This is
bullshit.
Some good shit, man. Yo. You know you my boy, man. See, Silas, come on, man. The Portuguese. 1863, that's B. Jay, what are you doing? 1961.
B.
Trust me on this. I got all the answers.
Motherfucker, you just told me that goddamn answer.
A. French.
In the dorm room, Jeffrey walks in on Tuan masturbating to porn while Jamal and Silas lounge. He rushes to the couch, eyes on the TV.
Goddamn virgins. At least y'all being entertained. I ain't seen a stitch of pussy on this whole campus. The chickens are not clucking.
In Amir's room, they smoke.
You've come to the right place. I've been an undergrad for 12 years. I know everything there is to know about Ivy League women.
12 years? Damn, kid. Your people paying for all this shit?
A drop in the bucket, sucker. I remain here solely for the purpose of hooking up with Harvard women. Short ones, tall ones, skinny ones, chunky ones.
Man, I love me a fat chick, man. More cushion for the pushing.
Yes, I want to boldly go where no man has gone before. I am an explorer.
I see you are very much liking to explore STDs also, my friend. That shit on your lip got some shit on its lip, dog.
Is that why no puff puff? Pass the dutchie, my friends.
This is nothing. I cut myself shaved.
Nighttime.
Whatever. We need to start importing some hoes.
Molly, get in here. You have to see this. Oh, my. Look at those muscles. He is quite attractive. Look.
Indeed.
In the girls' room, they drink.
Yeah. Here you go. Don't get the wrong idea. We've never done anything like this before. We're virgins.
Virgins?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. No, no, no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
The four of them have sex side by side. Outside, Jeffrey, Tuan, and I Need Money record through the window with a video camera.
Why do good girls
like hey, bro.
Daytime, on campus, I Need Money sells copies of the video to a long line of people. A poster shows the girls in underwear. A caption reads Smart Girls Gone Bad. Jamal and Silas exit a building.
This story!
Got an A+, my nigga. Woo, woo! Who is that? That is all me, G.
That's the vice president's daughter, as in Vice President of the United States.
What, Jamal? You don't want that. Them girls only know three words. Stop, no, and don't.
My brother, you got those words backwards. They always tell me, no, don't stop. Excuse me.
Player, player! Ooh, we are about to take this ass up right here.
Daydreaming, the vice president's daughter dances for Jamal. She shimmies and runs her hands up her leg and dances the Batusi. She runs her hands over her hips. Secret Service agents backup dance.
And a stacked up love sack. She not only wants your love, she wants your life after that.
She and the agents dance up to and around Jamal. She gives him the come hither finger.
She's a sister of a black women's fight.
Sorry, sir. Jamie isn't accepting any male callers at this time.
Man, I ain't calling. I'm right here.
Cedric, step aside.
Ooh, wee!
What's your name?
I'm Jamal.
You ever been arrested, Jamal?
No.
Ever busted up your mother's house and then slapped her when she asked you about it?
Oh, hell no. Crazy?
You ain't my type.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I once got arrested for stealing a car one time, but my mother dropped the charges.
Well, it's not a felony. Maybe we can work with that.
In a science lab, Lauren uses a magnifying glass to examine a fossil. Silas enters.
Yo. Shit, I ain't mean to scare you. Can I come in?
Sure, come on in. Hey. Move my things. There you go, you can sit there. Thank you.
He hands her a beer and sets a six back down.
You'll have to pardon my dust. I've got a lot of artifacts and delicate things down here.
What's this shit? Looks old.
Oh, it is old. It's over 200 years old. Sort of discovered it.
You discovered all this crazy shit. You're a straight up genius, girl.
Well, I don't know about all that. I do know it's Ben Franklin's. I just don't know what it is. But I was thinking that it could be like this old revolutionary cannon. Or a telescope, or,
whatever it is, this shit is hot. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How'd you hook up with that Bart dude?
I've known Bart all my life. And if it weren't for his family, I probably wouldn't be here.
Isn't that sweet? But you got a little something on your breast.
Bart barges in.
Aha!
Bart, honey, sweetie, you are just in time because I have just finished studying.
Oh, studying?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the two of you were studying in here. Alone, with the lights dim, drinking beer? Look, Silas, I know what you're trying to do, okay? You're trying to frick her.
Whatever, Barkowski. Listen, I was just admiring your girl's, thing.
Oh, well, I guess I should say thanks.
This is a part of history, man. Your girl is doing something I think you need to recognize.
Yeah? So?
Listen, I'm out. Maybe next time I'll get to study with you. Peace.
Peace is meant to explain a state of tranquility. Okay, so why don't you try thinking of another way to say goodbye now that you're amongst civilized people?
Well, Mr. Civilized, peace can also be used interjectionally as a request, greeting, or farewell. So, try to find another way to be an asshole, if you don't know your grammar, that is. Peace.
Okay, Bart. God, can I get my stuff?
Knight, outside on a payphone.
Yes. It was near the medical library. I think they said it was one of those, tick-tocky, blow-up-y, exploding thingy, pipe bomb thing things. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. You too. Alrighty then. Bye.
Police cars speed down the street. Silas and Jamal watch from a car.
Deuce the principal, my ass.
I need money in the back. They spot the statue of Bart's grandpa Deuster.
Man, my grandmother loved this shit in her garden.
They lasso the statue's head and torso. They clamber back into the car. Yeehaw! Silas throws it in drive and rips the statue from its stand. Daytime.
That statue is priceless. It means everything to our family.
Will you stop your damn sniveling, son? Buck up, Bart! Buck up!
Yo, do you think they gonna find out we stole the Deuster statue?
Hell no. Oh
my God! I knew it! You guys stole the Deuster! They do what?
Fellas, I think it's time we all sat down and kicked it.
No, I'm not kicking anything. I have a pledge meeting to go to and I still haven't greased myself up. God, I just don't get you guys.
There's a lot of things in life your ass just don't get.
Yeah, like pussy and respect.
Feet up. Silas sparks up a joint. He shares it with Jamal and Tuan.
See, the system is geared to put most of the wealth into the hands of a few. Rich weapons, poorer schooling.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, y'all don't know shit. I'ma learn you. Dwarves, midgets, motherfucking unicorns. The motherfucker don't want to see a black man make it.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
For sure.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else.
Silas pauses and starts to tip over. Silas holds the joint up. I need money snatches it along with a baggie of weed. Daytime, at the campus lake.
Word up, young MC. You're just in time to help cheer us to victory.
Young MC. Bart, you know, I think you keep getting funnier every day.
You ain't gonna be laughing in a minute, motherfucker.
Well, Bart, I've decided since you and Jamal are my two best athletes, I want you up against Yale.
Ah. You can't just change the lineup. That's against the rules.
What rules? Who cares? You guys care about the rules?
No. Two crews in boats wait at the starting line as a crowd cheers them on, Jamal and Bart versus Yale.
Jamal, set. And they're off. It's a clean start.
What are you Yale doing? Great paddle. Paddle like a man. Shoot the chain. Get jiggy with it. Something.
They're blowing Harvard's ass out of the water.
Jamal, what is your ass doing rowing a boat? You're supposed to be in class.
Who the hell is that woman in the sky?
I don't know.
What's the matter? You've been smoking too much ganja, huh?
She's huge.
Well, I guess you might as well come back home and live with me.
Oh, hell no. Shit.
Did you cuss at me?
Row, motherfucker, row.
In the dean's office.
Yes, Dean Kane, am I to believe this is correct? Jamal and Silas have got...
In a blue bufu hoodie and matching sweatpants, Bill the crew coach saunters in. He shovels sunflower seeds in his mouth.
I'll call you back.
How you doing, Dean? How you doing? How you been? I see you're checking out my gear, right? Pretty tight, right?
No, actually, it's rather baggy.
It's fat. It's dope. It's cool. It's boofy, man.
Bill, what has happened to you? Sit down and take off those glasses.
Alrighty.
Tell me, how's Jamal doing?
Oh, fine. Very well. Yeah, he's coming along.
Now, listen. Jamie's father is having an upcoming election, and it won't look good if she was to be involved with someone from the lower class.
But isn't Jamie a freshman? All right, so you want me to tell Jamal to stop seeing Jamie? Well, I can do that, but he'll just tell me, hey, man.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Point well taken. I need you to help me get proof that Jamal is diddling Jamie.
Oh, I see now. Yes, it's all good. Yeah, I'll go holler at him, son.
Oh, yeah. Bill.
Hmm?
Did you just call me son?
Word.
Stroke. Smoke. Stroke.
smoke. Jamal smokes on a rowing machine. Silas smoke. And Bill lounge.
Stroke. Smoke. Stroke. Smoke. Hey, Dean Kane think he could kick me out the school that easy? He got another thing coming.
What an asshole.
Hey, coach, thanks a-
On a bed.
I owe you.
Ooh.
Listen, Jamie, me and you cannot see each other no more. No more dating, no more fooling around. None of that. Stop. That's it.
Yes. It's probably better if we stop seeing each other for the sake of my father's campaign. If he lost the election and it was my fault, gosh golly, that would be so hard on me. Ooh, I don't think I could live with myself. But baby, maybe it'd be better if you went to school somewhere down south.
Wait, I think you should go down south first.
This guy's a real asshole.
I can't do it, all right? I can't.
If you don't bring your ass home, you got work to do before Dean Dickhead gets back.
Nighttime, outside the dean's office, Silas, Jeffrey, and Tuan sneak across the grass. Inside the dean's office, the three of them tiptoe and spread birdseed over the floor and on the desk.
Aren't you worried about getting kicked out?
For this? We ain't gonna never.
Silas climbs up on the desk and opens a stained glass window. Pigeons swoop into the room.
What happened to Bird? Crazy shitting everywhere?
Crazy shit, all right, and it will be everywhere. But that they just won't shit. Yeah. They're gonna blow up.
Pigeons explode around them into a mass of feathers and excrement. They splatter a diploma on the wall. The three of them are caught in the crossfire. Daytime, Dean Kane walks into his office. Tables and chairs are overturned. The floor is covered in feathers. One pigeon pecks at the ground. It looks up at him.
And as for you two, ever since you arrived on this campus, there's been several mishaps. Now, my instincts tell me it's you, but I can't prove it. Not yet. But I know if I give you enough time, pretty soon you're going to slip up, and then I'll be able to send you back to your miserable existence.
Dean Kane snatches the bag of chips from Jamal. He eyes Tuan's hoodie with its Bufu logo.
What the hell are you wearing?
Bufu.
Bufu?
By us. Fuck you.
Get up! Out, 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 out! By us. Fuck you.
If the chancellor throwing a Halloween party, wait till Harvard see our Halloween party.
Yeah, but if Dean Kane find out about this shit, he gonna be mad as a motherfucker.
The fuck is he gonna do? We got the ivory getting straight A's, and we got this motherfucker
lying. Look like they got money too. Ooh, they kinda cute.
Girl, we gonna get paid. Oh.
Ooh, how you doing?
Ooh, for real?
End table ass.
Hella bad.
Where the party at? We're trying to get a party on and stuff. You know.
We having a party. Costume party. Okay. At the Lovell House.
Ooh,
11 p.m. Please bring your ass and titties along with you.
Right.
You want all the hoes out here to come.
Wait a minute. Did you just call us hoes?
I meant that in a good way.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring all your homie friends. Yeah, there you go. Bring all the homies.
Y'all gonna pay us, right?
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, we got dope.
Yeah, we got dope. If not, our best friends got dope. And if not, they best friends got dope.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we got ballers and stuff.
Come on, ass, titties, ballers. Girl, ballers.
Okay.
Girl,
okay.
Ballers. All right.
Be there. All
right, bitch.
Woo. They perform a finger handshake action. In the dorm, Silas grinds weed into batter.
I got one more delivery to make. Guess who used to be black?
Oh, Dean Kane. But he is black.
Like a polar bear. But I got a recipe that'll inject some ghetto back in his ass.
Got some more beer.
He wears a halo.
Oh, the Fox Club. They put me in a shopping cart and shoved me down a hill. Thank God I fell out before I hit the freeway.
What the fuck are you doing? Put the milk back. You're not supposed to steal from us.
See, why are you always taking violent tones with people?
Man, shut up or I'll kick your ass.
You know, as human beings, we should be able to talk this out, not resort to violence.
How you gonna talk when you shutting up?
Fine. Fine. You want some violence? You want a piece of this? Come on. I'll show you some violence. Well, come on.
Silas twists a screw into Jeffrey's forehead.
Oh, God!
Now go to timeout.
Nighttime, outside the dean's house. Han set a plate of brownies on the doormat.
Look what this could be. Oh, my goodness. Darling, look at this. Where are these from?
Dear Carl, saw these and thought of you. Love, Mrs. Ray.
It's my old school mom. I haven't heard from her in years.
Oh, how sweet.
She knows I love brownies. Oh. A little piece of heaven.
Better than mine?
Darling, I don't remember you cooking brownies.
You're right, I don't.
Well, hurry up, darling. You're going to make us late, and you know how I hate to be late. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
All right.
Dean Cain shovels it in his mouth.
I'll have another one. Oh, great.
This is
how you bear, you big weenie.
Outside the dorms, a mini fridge falls from a second story window. Inside, partygoers pack the halls.
Level high!
Jamie guzzles from a bottle, a donkey wanders the hallway.
Cypress Hills, what up, fellas?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Hi, how was the trip?
Good, good.
I see Marks couldn't make it, so I brought my man I Need Money.
You any good?
Hey, he don't talk. He speak with his hands, feel me?
Right, right, right.
All right, y'all have a good show. I'm out.
Hey, don't fuck up tonight.
I Need Money fumbles the record. He grabs a dinner plate.
Hey, what the fuck?
I Need Money drops the needle on it. At the faculty party.
Carl.
Philip.
How are you?
Wonderful.
You know Miss Janowitz from the chemistry department.
Nice to
Miss
see you.
Lovell from administration.
And of course you know my wife Sheila.
I almost didn't recognize you. I thought you'd brought a professional model to the party.
Oh, you look lovely.
Oh, Philip.
Yeah, the bitch is fine, ain't she?
What? Dear, can you at least feign some interest? You're embarrassing me. And will you loosen up? You're so stiff sometimes.
Stiff? Bart, this party is stiff. Excuse me, can you hold this? I'm hot.
Can you put this back on, actually? Your butt is sticking out. What?
What? A jerk.
Don't spoil your appetite, Dean. We're about to have some lobster bisque and Indian pudding that doesn't stop.
I got to munch it like a motherfucker. Hold this, baby.
He seems unusual tonight.
He's dehydrated.
Dean Cain slow dances with his wife.
Hands!
Yo, baby, this is boring as hell. Yo, DJ, hit me!
Dean Cain whips his hat across the room and break dances. He grabs his wife by the hand. They perform the Running Man. Dean Cain switches to a breakdance spin, then the Thriller. The entire party watches them dominate the dance floor with moves. At the frat house, Silas struts in, dressed as a nun, two women on his arm.
Yeah. I told you I had you covered. There go the two big...
Costumed, Jeffrey and Tuan slap fight.
I'm gonna stay put.
Hey. Yo, Jay, yo, T. See those two fine assholes right there? Don't you wish they were really hoes? And they came over here and said, we want to run a dick-sucking marathon with y'all two.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Me too. Mm.
Okay, you and you. You want to run a dick-sucking marathon with y'all.
Oh. Okay. I'm not that good at it.
Oh, baby, I ain't laughing. I'm gonna make you mine. It
smells good.
Ooh, pretty boy-looking motherfucker.
Hey, don't be scared. It's only pussy. Oh,
don't be scared.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I'll work with you, baby. Come on.
Outside, a license plate reads "B Powder."
Costume party, place level house, time, Friday.
It is Friday.
Well, that's what she told Coco, butter.
Now, these bitches better be out here getting my money. You know Helen back is my bottom bitch. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Okay, Potter. Now, the bitch better be out here checking my motherfucking money.
Please don't cuss. You know, when I'm trying to listen to the word, no, Lord don't like that.
What did I say?
You said bitch, and bitch ain't in the Bible.
I know bitch, and neither is motherfucker. So drive this motherfucking car. And you're a assistant pimp. You ain't even a real pimp. So you're supposed to be co-signing to the shit that I say. You want to lose your job? I'm going to pull your motherfucking application. Now, let's practice it. Where's my bitches?
Where's my bitches?
Where's my bitches?
Where's my bitches?
You got to say it together. It goes in together. Where my bitches?
Where my bitches?
Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Where my bitches?
Where my bitches? Can't we just say employee?
What about your employee?
Outside the frat house, Lauren enters.
Oh, yeah. Great ass.
Whoa. Rise up just like eating your chest. I think you gotta wait, don't hold your breath. Spitting on the track with bread and meth. Pulling up a fat on your
soul. Cypress Hill performs. The room bounces with college bodies. The donkey drinks from the punch bowl.
Looking assassin from Cypress Hill. T-18 just resonated.
Dressed as Marilyn Monroe, Lauren does a jello shot as she dances up to Silas.
Silas, hi. Let me ask you a question. I don't laugh. But, does my ass look fat?
No. I say put another one on the front of you just like it. I'll slap both the motherfuckers. But ow! But ow!
Yeah, peer pressure. Peer pressure. Peer pressure. Come on, let me holler.
In a bedroom.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's my song.
Mm. Hey, mama. Ooh, what's this? Ooh, you got a big song, baby.
I'd have to go prepare.
Oh, you ain't got to do shit, baby, except climb out of this costume and climb into some pussy, baby.
You have to appreciate the colorful use of English language.
Give me that Chinese Asian funk. I love America.
In the living room, people dance and grind. Silas and Lauren smoke in a bedroom.
Oh, let it be something that he is involved in, and I better be the biggest cheerleader. He's a huge baby.
Yeah, I hear you with your fine ass, but pass the blunt, boo. Damn, you hogging the whole shit.
I'm sorry. Must be buzzed. I'm babbling.
Yeah, you know, you surprised me by getting hot.
I'm not that much of a square, Silas. I did do it once in high school. What about you? We all have secrets.
Well, if you act right, I might just let you in my head one day.
Whatever.
But I ain't saying shit on the first date.
Who said this was a date?
You smoked my weed, didn't you? And we almost kissed, didn't we?
We did not.
Yes.
Blunt in his mouth, Silas leans in. They lock lips. He grabs her breast.
Oh, my bad. Did I spoil the moment? I can't help
you know
it, girl.
What?
The shits was talking
you
to
know
me.
What?
They was
You're
like,
right.
Oh, my God. When they put the bling bling, turn the headlights off. Sorry.
And I'm going to tell you something. This pimping that I got in my blood, it came from a family tree. My granddaddy was a pimp. My great-great-great-granddaddy was a pimp. I'm talking about pimping been since pimping, since been pimping.
It's in your bloodline,
it's in my
baby.
Blood, and you
it's
will never be that.
Why?
Because you was born, all the people in your family were assistant pimps.
Pimps, pimp, I never deny you that. I thought you was the one the Lord chose.
If it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have had a nail nutter bitch come into my life.
Not a nail nutter bitch.
Not a nail nutter bitch.
And I still don't know what that shit means, but it sounds good about it.
Nail nutter means don't get a nail nutting.
Silas and Lauren stumble out of the bedroom. He nestles her neck. They pass a man in a cloak. He turns after them. Gerald flips back the cloak's Dracula collar. He hastily enters the bedroom and pulls out an audio recorder.
Raging party with open beer.
Gerald eyes the ball caps on the wall and looks around the room. He reaches for a desk drawer. Kneeling down, he reaches under the bed. He produces a full condom.
Sterilize hands tonight. Sterilize hands tonight with antibacterial cream many times.
He wipes his hands on his uniform and surveys the rest of the room. He spots the plants in the corner.
What do we have here? Nothing.
He grabs a mass of extension cords.
Multi-socket extension cubes. This is against campus fire code section 1743. Thou shalt not allow multi-socket extension cubes. You missed dorm rooms. The extension cords themselves are intertwined in the most flammable of ways and are producing an immense amount of heat. They could cause an ignition.
Ghostly smoke tendrils reach from the ivory plants to Gerald's nostril. Carrying a planter under his jacket, he exits the room and runs into baby powder and baby wipe.
Well, I'll be damned. What is that?
Baby?
They make faces at the lump.
This ain't no damn baby. What kind of shit is that hanging out the back?
I need to get her home.
Are you going, that hugger?
Come on.
Baby powder circles the room, baby wipe in tow.
Man, this smell like, look at that bitch, this little bitty bitch. Hey, little bitty bitch. You little bitch, you better get up off of me.
Where's my... In Tuan and Jeffrey's room.
Yo, what's up, homie?
Where my bitches at?
Where my bitches?
You got the voice down, but those outfits no good.
What's wrong with my shit?
Homie, please, your Halloween costume. If you pimp... You broke him.
You know you fucked up, Woody, don't you?
Come on with it.
Baby powder. Smell that is. You change.
Baby powder slaps Tuan. In Gerald's room, he sets the ivory plant down on a desk. Breaking up the buds, he rolls a joint. He holds it together with scotch tape and lights it. He takes a second hit from it, rainbows emit from his head in a spiral. At the frat party, baby powder fights with Tuan and the prostitutes. Silas walks in.
What the fuck is all this? What y'all three bitches want?
Tell them, powder.
We already got pussy here. Y'all come back later.
Come on,
I'm gonna do the knocking out. Come on with it.
Baby powder slaps, I need money. Silas throws powder up against the wall and punches him repeatedly. I need money attempts to leave. Burial from Cypress Hill stops him.
Where you going? You gotta stay! A party ain't a party without you!
Can't smell a new
plus there's no room in the limo!
Shirtless muscle men fight.
You ain't gonna need that.
Somebody owe me for one night plus a bad bag fucking up here.
Outside, cops speed past a convertible, baby powder, baby wipe, and two Harvard girls rise up into view.
This is exhilarating.
But don't get the wrong idea. Megan and I have never done anything like this before. We're virgins.
Yeah, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Molly and I are really into D'Angelo. Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
You better bet. Hell no, we ain't got no D'Angelo. And let me let you know something. While you're sitting in this car, you don't run shit.
Tell a powder.
Dick drive this car, not pussy. Oh, you think it's funny, bitch? This is pimping here. I've been on Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right. Oh, bitch, it's funny. Come on with it.
Oh, boy, y'all rather piss off that crew than piss off powder.
Oh, it's funny. Keep on laughing. Bring your face over here.
Baby powder handprints mark the girl's cheeks.
Wow.
Man, come on. You act like I took it. We just get some more.
Man, ain't no more. All of Ivory's ashes was in just that plant, man. Now, come on, let's go see what this Dean stick up his ass want. He probably gonna curse us out about that wild-ass party.
Man, that outside, party that a man bad. Spoons the donkey, both snore.
Yeah, it did get a little out of hand.
You know what I'm saying?
Sex novelties, obscenity, fighting, indecency.
decent exposure. Rock bands without a permit. Welcome, gentlemen, to academic probation.
Damn, who gonna be our PO?
How charmingly ghetto. You're dismissed.
In the dorm room, Tuwan lies prone on the couch while Jamal inventories weed.
We ain't got no ivory. We're about to get kicked the fuck out of here. And what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I'm working on my true serum. But why you gotta sound all belligerent about my shit anyway?
Belligerent?
Yeah, belligerent. As in abusive or truculent.
Yo, you keep on using them big-ass Harvard words, and your ghetto pass is gonna get revoked, buddy.
Why don't you go pick up a book or something? If I get this shit right, I'll get an A in botany class.
Ah, motherfucker.
When I was 12, I used to love watching my dogs hump. We used to have a good time.
Tuwan jerks up and projectile vomits.
What the fuck is that?
I'm gonna have to tweak this shit a little.
Me hungry.
I say we burn them books, go to that graveyard, find us a smart dead guy, and smoke his skeleton ass.
We sit down, blaze up, hit the books for a few hours a day. We got this. I'm telling you.
He flashes Jamal a fat joint.
That's what I'm talking about.
Light that shit up.
Jamal takes a puff, grabs a book, and blows dust from it. In montage, Jamal and Silas study in the room. Jamal works in class. Silas sits with a professor. They remove Christmas ornaments from Jeffrey's face. Jamal lies, eyes closed, while a joint burns through his book. They remove glue from Jeffrey's neck. Silas and the professor fist bump. Jamie plays a tambourine on the couch. Jamal lies on his book. Silas collapses on the couch.
These are our midterms?
See what I'm saying? All F's, son. We are fucked. Fucked.
How did I fail women's studies?
Nighttime, Jeffrey, Silas, and Jamal walk through a cemetery.
What are we doing?
Looking for a smart dead guy.
Well, guys, hey. This guy.
At John Quincy Adams's grave.
Yeah, you should know all the fucking answers. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you can't dig up somebody's grave. That's disgusting. You guys don't think that there's anything wrong with it?
They push a coffin out.
You guys are fucked up. What are you going to do with this now?
They open the lid and lift the rotting corpse.
Oh, God. Stop acting like a little bitch. Get the body.
They drag it across the grass.
What the fuck are you doing?
Get the body, man. You should have some more respect for an ex-president, asshole. Come on, put this shit on your back. Stupid. Get up while I smack this shit out.
In Gerald's room, he rolls an entire large pizza and takes a bite.
Oh, God.
He throws dead butterflies in front of a fan. Ivory appears.
Right.
Yo, Silas, what's up, dog?
Whoa, who are you? Can you see me?
In Jamal and Silas's room.
Yo, what the fuck are we gonna do now?
Fuck you think we gonna do? We gonna smoke his ass, then we gonna start asking questions.
Wait a minute. Didn't you put the ashes in the soil before you grew the plant?
We ain't got no time for that shit, all right? We gotta grind him now. Get this on.
No. Wait. This is a motherfucking president, man. What the fuck are we doing?
You want to stay in Harvard or what?
Whoa! I need money. Did you check him for any jewelry or money on him or anything?
Fuck all that, man. Listen, I'm cutting this.
Silas Bull cuts the corpse's arm off. They all gag. Jamal heaves into a bag of Fritos.
Get the arm, man. Y'all calm down. We got this. Calm down.
This is insane.
You're a nasty motherfucker!
Silas holds the severed arm in his hand. They stuff the hand into a blender. Silas scrunches up his face. Jamal offers Jeffrey a hit.
No, I can't smoke a finger!
Gerald bursts in the door, Ivory on his heels.
Hey, what up, bros? I didn't know you guys were gonna be here.
One sprig remains.
What did you do to it? This is a special plant.
I know.
You stole our plant.
No. Damn right he stole your plant. Yo, Silas, this idiot smoked up all the plant. You're gonna have to study on your own. Damn, they can't hear me or see me. Tell them.
Well, you know, someone else was breaking in here, so I caught them. Hey, maybe you can give me a reward, right? Like more of the plants.
Man, we ain't got no more goddamn plant.
Hugging all the good shit, huh? Okay, that's fine. Let's go, Ivory.
Wait, Ivory here?
Yeah, maybe.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Yo, dog.
Yo, Zog.
Dog.
Zog.
Idiot.
You idiot.
Shit, I'm disappearing.
Shit, I'm disappearing.
What?
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 Daytime, in the sciences building.
This reminds me of my lab back at the crib. I have some of the same stuff.
How'd you get that?
Stole it.
Yeah, why don't you misplace them on the wall there? Well. Never thought I'd find you two ghetto asses up in here studying.
Ghetto asses?
Oh, did I say that? Oh, it must be the effects of the brownies you sent me. They must still be in my system. Lauren, how's the project coming?
Fine, as a matter of fact, I'm going to check on that right now.
No, I got to go.
Yo, Ding, yo, why you gotta be a hater?
Oh, yes, I'm a hater. I hate pot-smoking punks that think that everything should just be given to them. You two are an absolute disgrace to this university.
Yo, Ding, man, what are those?
Oh, these? Oh, these are invitations to the alumni celebration in which the vice president will be attending. And Lauren will be unveiling her Benjamin Franklin experiment. Certain students will be invited, those that pass their finals.
For real?
But you won't pass your finals. You'll fail, and then I'll have you out of my hair and out of Harvard. Happy studying, gentlemen.
Fuck!
I'm trying to do my thing. It's pimping over here, baby.
Baby Potter, where you gonna pay us our money?
Yeah. I got a $25 money order that...
$25?
Money order?
That you bitches can split.
Yo, what are you calling a bitch, bitch?
Come on with me.
I got you.
Oh! If it ain't Rice, Puff Daddy.
Nah, Potter. That's Run MSG. Hey. What you listen to, brother?
Wu-Tang. 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 I came to bring the pain, hardcore to the pain. We don't listen to that Chinese shit. We do this real quick.
Oh, we do.
Potter, you're a genius. I'm around them motherfucking arm and eyes of yours. Out, you understand me, Pimpin?
Hold on, Potter. That doggy ignorant. Maybe he just can't hear to pay our money.
No, actually, I come for your goods.
Ooh. Ashley, you're gonna come back and give me them two ducks.
Tuan stares at Baby Powder and struts around them. Tuan punches Baby Wife and knocks Powder through his windshield. The girls run to Tuan.
I need to slap my goddamn self for that. Pips go through this kind of shit.
In Dean Kane's office, he sips from a cough syrup bottle.
Yes, Dean Kane here. Yes, I did receive them. As a matter of fact, I was just going over Silas and Jamal's grades, and I see they're all Fs. Yes, I agree. Very sad indeed. Yes, well, I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes!
In the dorm room, Tuan, Jeffrey, Gerald, and women smoke. Silas and Jamal enter.
Dean Kane expects us off campus by Monday.
It went that bad in botany class?
Kit lost about 15 pounds of fluid, and that was just from the mouth. And I still below a 2.0.
Man, we're gonna get kicked the fuck out this school. Maybe I can go back to being your manager and you strip at that club again like you used to.
No, you can't give up. You can't let the dean win.
Did Commander Riker give up when the Borg infiltrated the Starship Enterprise and Captain Picard came back all half-robot?
The Borgs? They're here!
Oh, God, run for your life! Oh!
The point is that you two don't...
My point is, shut the fuck up. It's over. And we out of here. Wash my hands.
Silas, man, you can't give up. If you get this botany grade change, they have to keep you.
My true serum.
Yeah,
I gotta fix it.
Jeffrey and Silas dap. In montage, Silas studies books and plants. He thumbs through notes.
Here's your coffee.
His notebook has items mixed with truth serum crossed out. The word ivory is circled next to no nausea. At the alumni party, Dean Cain checks his breath as Bart approaches.
Bart, nice to see you. Listen, I think I have a solution to your little problem.
Oh, no, I already got the prescription filled.
Not that problem. I'm talking about the boys. Those rejects have been rejected.
Yo, DK! Look who's back!
Holla! Dean, what a surprise. Look who's here.
Oh, exciting.
Guys, we weren't expecting you, but you're right on time. Let's go meet the next likely...
Bart points at them as he glides away.
What are you two doing here?
I can have my future ex-wife show up to some bigwig event without her daddy on her arms. Ain't that right, baby?
Right, daddy.
Old friends, fellow alums, it's wonderful being back here at Harvard.
And I get to see my beautiful daughter.
Hi. Hi, daddy. Daddy? Hmm? This is Jamal. Jamal, this is my dad.
Hi. Hello, Jamal.
Mr. President. And I call you Mr. President because I know you're going to rock this election.
I hope you're right, sir.
The Vice President, Jamal and Jamie pose for multiple photographs, supermodel style. Silas throws weed in the fireplace.
All right, Ivy, this is the last of you. Do your stuff.
Oh, hey, Professor. What's going on?
Nice to see you again.
Listen, tonight... I got a feeling you're gonna see my experiment work.
I hope we don't have to pass out any barf bags.
Don't even worry about that. See, I found my secret ingredient. By adding a little bit of cannabis, I was able to counteract the nausea.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
As it burns, the ivory-laced truth serum fills the room with smoke.
I actually feel wonderful.
Isn't he great, Daddy?
Yeah.
He's great.
Jamal slaps the vice president on the back.
Hey, Jamie, here's your dad after a frat party. We don't want the dean to get his panties in a bun.
Brow furrowed, Dean Cain throws his napkin down and storms out. Silas and Lauren mingle alone.
Wait a minute. I know y'all two ain't over here playing grab ass while I'm entertaining my future vanilla villain.
The VP bounces a woman on his lap.
Oh, yeah? Man, look, man, the serum working, man. They hot, dog, look. Hey, man, look, I got something to tell you. Man, I've been pitching your weed off.
What you telling me for?
Damn, I don't know. I guess it's that new serum, man. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, that's okay, don't even worry about it.
No, it ain't all right, man. Yo, I've been taking your CDs. I've been using your weed pipes. I even been looking at Lauren's ass a couple of times, man. She's fine. And if she gave me the chance, I would wax that ass till she show me what she was.
Jamal, we'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. We all know that Harvard has been honored to host some of Benjamin Franklin's artifacts, which I personally found, like this Kennan-like article back here. Now, later, you can take note of the foot-operated carburetor, the reservoir, and the top-loading bud bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, Harvard is now the proud owner of America's first...
Mouths drop open.
Oh, bomb! Rivers, this is outrageous!
If Benjamin Franklin were here today, he would deny... and denounce any claim to these so-called findings.
Ivory appears.
Yo, Ben, tell us, fool, is that a bong or what?
Yep, it's a Liberty bong. Light that shit, smoke that shit, pass that shit.
Yo, you gotta come to this party, man.
You got a party?
Hey, man.
Hey. Come on, man. Come on.
Gerald.
Oh. Gerald takes a hit from the Liberty Bong.
This is insane! What are you all laughing at?
Steve, I have had it with your uptight, self-serving, over-opinionated ass.
Get out!
In short, you are fired! Oh, hit the brick!
I Need Money starts a boombox. The dean turns from the party and walks off stage. His wife dances.
Silas,
come on.
Yo, dog, man. Look like you did it, dog, man. You got a new serum, man. You're gonna be an herbal scientist, my brother.
Me and you turned this place upside down, didn't we?
Did we?
Amazing what two brothers from the PJ could do with just a little bit of opportunity.
Word. Holla at your dogs.
I will.
Secret Service agents push the vice president to the floor. Dean Cain carries an axe.
Dean, he's up on the black.
He slices I Need Money's coat.
This motherfucker done messed up my shit. Back up, nigga, you better give me three.
He swings the axe at Silas. Secret Service fire electricity at the dean. He collapses.
Hey, get up.
Oh, cool.
Take him away, boys.
Take your hands off of me! You realize who I am? What are you looking at? I need money. You too.
Why, yes, Jamal, it is somewhat of a surprise to me also.
Lord, it's a gift! It's a gift from above! Make it flow like a dove! Make you scream like Mike when the rods don't glow!
Lord. Popcorn.
The vice president takes a long hit from the Liberty Bomb.
I didn't inhale. God, this is the wildest time I've ever had. You won't mind that I'm banging your daughter on the regular.
No, not at all.
Good, because Jamal's going to be my baby dad.
Son, welcome to the family.
Daddy. Silas, your experiment was a success. Your serum worked. And you're going to get an A in my course.
Ooh. So that means I get to stay.
You betcha. You can stay as long as it takes you to graduate. I don't care. Right, ladies? Shall we, ladies?
Hey, down here. This is not happening. Lauren, you are coming with me.
Honey, you have never satisfied me.
Huh?
Silas.
But I can.
At the party, baby powder and baby wife strut in.
Now, the day you lay off is the day you pay off. We come in here to get our old bitches, but if they ain't in here, we're gonna go ahead and get them intellect bitches and start our own new stable. You feel me?
Just keep it pimpalicious, though, baby. Keep it pimpalicious.
Powder, what are you doing here?
What are you doing in here, Phil?
Well, I've been rolling this joint for 20 years, but if these people knew I was using your dial-a-hose service, you might not understand.
You are one of my biggest customers. You like them hand jobs. That bitch is pissing on you all the time.
I like the ladies.
Licking poodle feet. Stop
it right there. Have you ever been to college?
Yeah, 2 years, pussyology.
Academia. I like it. Give me a call next week. I think we can work something out.
Today's class is called Pimpology 1 and 2. I'm 1, that's 2. That's what you ass will be if you don't pass this class. It got to come out right. And if it don't come out right, you ain't gonna get the pimp tonight. Remember this.
Let it.
Come on with it. And let it fly. Not yourself. Shit.
That was deep.
A blooper reel.
10, D camera only, sound on A, sounds
great. A
marker.
And another thing, I forgot my motherfucking line.
Yo, stop doing that shit, Doc. Yo, you can't be laughing at me, man. Fuck my close-up up, nigga.
They know we stole the statue.
I knew it. You guys and your lines.
Take some pussy?
Sure, come on in.
I told you should have went to UCLA.
man damn all this. I'm about to go stick my dick in a thermos or something. Puffs of purgatory for everybody. Line them up. Puffs of purgatory, baby.
Puffs of purgatory. Puffs of purgatory.
See each other no more. I mean, the fucking around is... Ah, shit! That's true.
Silas sneezes across the table. The older white woman on the other side has a wad of green snot on her cheek.
I pledge allegiance to the pimp, the United Pimps of America.
Oh! Come on, you fuckers! Call action!
Uh-oh. Oh,
fuck if it breaks. You hear me? God damn it!
Turn that goddamn water off! Cut! Cut! Cut!
Cut!
Cut!
Also starring Lark Voorhees, Al Shearer, Chuck Davis, Chris Elwood, Essence Atkins, TJ Thine, Justin Uhrich, Chiyu Tran, Denison Samaru, Tracy Walter, Garrett Morris, Alem Burhan, Amber Smith. Casting by Matthew Berry, CSA, Nancy Green Keys, CSA. Music score by Rockwilder. Costume design Cindy Evans, editor Larry Bach, production designer Clark Hunter, director of photography Francis Kenny, ASC. Executive producers Pamela Abdi, Louis G. Friedman, Jonathan Beisgel. Produced by Danny DeVito, Michael Schamberg, Stacey Scher, Sean Agar, James Ellis. Written by Dustin Lee Abraham, directed by Jesse Dillon. Credits continue.
If you feel this shit, Jack the Ripper, don't make me have to kill this bitch. Back to get y'all, put it in check, that's the Mr. Mac. With his foot on your neck, shut your lips up. Smoke Chiba Chiba, smoke Chiba Chiba. So hot that I could kiss the sky, sky. Brick City to the crooked letter I. Let's get, let's get, let's get.
Yo, you can call on a man when the party is boring. I had these hoes stripping till it's part of the morning. I love a fat chick with a body enormous. It ain't about the weight, yo, it's how they performance. My dash is 180, my weed half a pound. When the smoke in the air, my nose like basset hounds. I don't stash the drug, nigga divide. I'm that nigga that ride with a trigger to get a supply. Ha, it's how I stay all the time.
Niggas close your door.
Yo, bitches, shut all your blinds. If I'm hard to find, take two puffs and pass. I stayed back, but my biz moved up a class. It's Dr. Meth. The format is real sickening. Contagious. We out for Mr. Big's women. You better shut your trap when my dog's around. We pissing on fire hydrants. So walk around, bitch.
Smoke Chiba Chiba. Smoke Chiba Chiba.
You're so hot till I reach the sky. Sky, sky, sky.
Brick City and the crooked letter I. Let's get. Yo, let's get.
Method Man, putting in work, foot in the dirt, like it's all good. Roll through your hood, pushing a hearse, I wish y'all would. Come around like Clint Eastwood, as if you're repping your hood in my neck of the woods. Speak for villains in the PJs. Grimy bitch, I wear the same shit for 3 days. Find me lit, blunt sparks like Felipe. Fuck the he say, the she say, you're just a microphone. What's the
call
cliche?
Me the Bob Backlund, I break backs on hoes, who look like Tony Braxton. Come roam with these bony mass men. I'm out the gutter, I'm out to send your baby mother out for rubbers. We fucking tonight. Bitches wanna crowd around, huh? I'm cuffing the mic. I'm a gorilla, leave a banana stuck in your pipe. Cause I'm a real block winner with Doc Inner. Bitch, one of my balls bigger than the Epcot Center.
Copyright 2001 Universal Studios. Over black, a white box frames the words Jersey Films. Native Pictures, a palm tree and skyscraper tower.